shutdown forces airports slow down.
3 hours to get through security.
Republicans rebuke one of their own.
Steve King's comments are reprehensible.
Remembering a powerhouse performer, Carol Channing.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. Day 25 of the partial government shutdown. Furloughed IRS worker Donna McGowan is out of patience and money.
My savings is depleted, so I am stressing about it.
And now air travelers are stressing, too. Long security lines as TSA workers sick out. Many may be picking up other work rather than work without pay. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says the recommendation at Atlanta's airport is to get there 3 hours before takeoff.
3 hours should be an eye-opener for everyone. That would change the way many people fly. And the TSA here in D.C. at headquarters remain very concerned about a national tipping point moment where what we saw happen in Atlanta starts popping up at airports across the country, maybe without much warning. Now, the TSA is deploying officers from other parts of the country to Houston and Atlanta to help cover those sick calls, but there's only so many of those officers to go around.
In Washington, star chef Jose Andres, who's helped hurricane victims, will now serve up meals to furloughed workers.
We're going to be open for any federal family that needs food. We will have food for you to eat or food for you to take home.
Let's head to the White House, where CBS's Stephen Portnoy joins us live.
Now, last night here, the president feted the Clemson Tigers with fast food.
We have Big Macs, we have quarter pounders with cheese, we have everything that I like that you like.
The shutdown has struck the White House catering staff, too. There's little hope that a deal is in the offing on this 25th day of the shutdown. A bipartisan group of senators did meet yesterday, but nothing came of those talks. The president wants his wall. Democratic leaders say no. Beyond the economic impact of 800,000 federal workers going without pay and the long lines at the airports, small businesses aren't able to get SBA loans. Homeowners in rural areas can't get mortgages backed by the USDA. Routine FDA food inspections have been canceled. Just some examples of the broad scope of the shutdown coming into clearer view. Steve?
On Capitol Hill, CBS's Nancy Cordes has details of the stinging rebuke of Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King.
I said all I'm going to say today.
Congressman King was informed by phone that he was being removed from the powerful Judiciary and Agriculture Committees. The decision was made by House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy.
These are not the first time we've heard these comments. That is not the party of Lincoln and is definitely not America.
It was in an interview with the New York Times that King appeared to show sympathy with racist ideologies, musing, quote, white nationalist, white supremacist, Western civilization. How did that language become offensive? By last night, three House Democrats had submitted resolutions to officially admonish King, who argued his quote was misconstrued and that he opposes white supremacy.
In Wisconsin, CBS's Jamie Yukis says court filings are revealing more about what happened back in October. 21-year-old Jake Patterson's accused of kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss after killing her parents.
According to the complaint, Jamie was woken up by her barking dog. She then noticed someone driving up their driveway and went to wake up her parents. Patterson, wearing a face mask and gloves, allegedly shot and killed Jamie's father, James, with a 12-gauge shotgun through the front door and then forced his way into the home. Jamie's mother, Denise, called 911 as she and Jamie barricaded themselves in a bathroom. Patterson broke in, told her to hang up, and ordered her to put tape over Jamie's mouth. He then allegedly shot Denise in the head, killing her.
Well, the word came just a short time ago of the death of a Broadway legend, the singer, comedian, and actress Carol Channing. She was 97.
Hello, Harry. Well, hello, Louis.
Carol Channing said she was never happier than when she was on stage.
Where I belong.
She loved it so much, she never missed a performance in more than 5,000 shows of Hello, Dolly, even though she was battling ovarian cancer at the time.
I kept doing the shows for selfish reasons. You give a little piece of your soul to the audience, and they give a little piece of response back again.
For her soul, her comedy, and for everything else, Carol Channing was awarded multiple Tony Awards and a place in entertainment history. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Senate confirmation hearing today for President Trump's choice for attorney general.
In prepared remarks for the Senate Judiciary Committee, William Barr said the memo he wrote last June, critical of the special counsel probe, was narrowly focused on a single theory of obstruction that media reports suggested Mueller might be considering. Barr said he wrote it himself as a former attorney general weighing in on legal issues of public importance. The memo did not address, Barr says, the special counsel's core investigation into Russian interference in 2016. Barr is promising as much transparency as possible in releasing the results of the Mueller probe. Bill Rakoff, CBS News, Washington.
British lawmakers are set to weigh in on Prime Minister May's Brexit deal in a few hours. Live to London, CBS's Vicky Barker joins us.
A parliament deadlocked over Brexit, but united in its loathing of Theresa May's deal. Conservative lawmaker Dominic Grieve.
If you are a leaver, then you look at this and it doesn't correspond in any way with your dreams. If you are, like myself, somebody who believes that we made a mistake, but I look at it and frankly, objectively, we're much better off staying in.
But Cabinet Minister Liam Fox insisting this deal is the only way to meet the Brexit deadline.
We need to leave the European Union on March the 29th, which is what we promised the British people.
If, as expected, Theresa May loses today's vote, the chances of Britain crashing out of Europe increase considerably. Steve?
Not a Syria. CBS's Charlie Daggett is checking on things as the U.S. orchestrates a military pullout.
We cross the border from Iraq over the Tigris River into the part of Syria U.S. troops will soon be leaving. The American force of roughly 2,000 troops has not only supported local fighters on the ground with equipment and weapons, crucially, it directs the might of U.S. air power against ISIS targets. Jets providing vital aerial surveillance and wave after wave of devastating attacks.
The U.S. military presence at the southern border has been extended through September. Familiar songs in heavy rotation on the continent that shares its name, as we hear from CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Toto's 1982 hit will play forever in the desert in Namibia, at least that's the plan. Artist Max Seidentop has set up a solar-powered sound installation in Namib Desert that has Africa on repeat. He tells the BBC solar batteries and the six white speakers will keep the song going forever. Seidentop says he wanted to pay the song the ultimate homage and physically exhibit Africa in Africa. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Too much sleep, too little sleep, either could be bad for your heart. A new Spanish study found less than 6 hours of shut-eye raised the odds of plaque buildup in arteries. So did poor quality sleep, and more than the recommended 8 hours increased the risk for women. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.